His Chicon stories we're following for you this morning on Robin Hood Radio, taking a look at that tri-state forecast from our meteorologist, Pat Pagano. A sunny, breezy day today at mid-70s. Cloudy tonight with some showers, mid-50s. Tomorrow, showers and then afternoon sun, mid-60s. And then Friday and Saturday, hazy and more humid. On Friday in the 80s and Saturday, 90 to 95. We'll check the full details of that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Well, the Tremaine Gallery at Hotchka School is finally able to hold an in-person show after 2 years of being closed due to the pandemic. Fragmentary Blue is curated by Joan Baldwin, curator and special collections at the school, and Terry L. Moore, director of the gallery. The exhibit features 17 participating artists and highlights each of their responses to the color blue in various media. It borrows its title from Robert Frost's poem, Fragmentally Blue. The show runs through June 19th. Pat Ryan will run in the special 19th congressional election before pursuing the 18th seat. Before he runs to represent the 18th Congressional District in November, he'll run to represent the 19th. The Ulster County Executive announced he would run in the special election to fill the 19th District seat vacated by Antonio Delgado. The Democrat would presumably face Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, who's been campaigning for most of the part year as Republican challenger to Delgado and said he plans to run for the 19th seat in both the special and regular elections. Delgado recently opted to fill New York's Lieutenant Governor vacancy, though he's yet to formally resign. When he does, Governor Kathy Hochul will need to schedule the special election. The announcement from Ryan comes one day after a new set of proposed district lines for the state were released, prompting a flurry of announcements from candidates and sitting congressmen. Among them, 18th District Representative Sean Patrick Maloney of Cold Spring announced he would run in the 17th District in November if the maps stand, and Ryan announced he would run for Maloney's vacated seat. Blue and gold at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School this year. The opening reception is Friday from 4 till 6 p.m. with the awards ceremony at 5 p.m. The show will be up through the end of the school year, June 17th. After May 20th, you have to contact Cindy Fuller in the main office to schedule a viewing. The big events, the gallery officially changing its name, going from Two Walls Gallery at Housatonic to the Kircher Montsell Gallery. The official unveiling of Tim Prentice's sculpture in the library reading room. It's a kinetic sculpture. The first public showing of a documentary about the Prentice sculpture created by a Housie student. The awarding of prizes for student work. That includes the newly named award, the Tino and Susan Galuzzo Award for Excellence. The Sharon Women's Club raffle, raffling a beautiful quilt off to benefit the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Art Department. They'll have over 90 student works on display by current students and by students who graduated during the last two COVID years. Coming up this weekend, Hunt's Homegrown Plant Sale, May 21st from 9 until 4. Falls Village-owned growers, gardeners, and CSAs will provide a wide variety of plants, including large selections of tomatoes, vegetables, and annuals and perennials, and houseplants, including geraniums from Housatonic Valley Regional High School in pots and hanging baskets. Proceeds will benefit the Hunt Library and Housatonic Valley Regional High School. To donate plants for the sale, drop them off by Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. Early drop-offs may be placed in the library's back door. Please name, label your pot and your plants. Volunteers for setup and sale can sign up at the library. Meanwhile, the Douglas Library has a plant sale going on, and that'll run Saturday, May 21st from 10 till 1 o'clock. The plant sale will feature plants from Freund's Farm Market as well as donated plants. Donated plants are most welcome in pots if available. Taking a look at some meetings going on in and around our tri-state region today. In Sharon, the Conservation Commission has a meeting at 7:30 tonight. In Salisbury at 5:30, the Salisbury Economic Development Commission. And in Cornwall tonight, the Board of Education meeting will be held tonight at 4:15, that meeting being held via Zoom. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. They have a tapas menu, also dinner specials every night, interlakeninn.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 32,654.59. The NASDAQ at 11,984.52. And the S&P 500 at 4,088.85. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.